Marcella Sadler, a student. We think it's fitting to begin this program with a student voice. She has written a poem that she's going to share with us and also share an introduction to her poem. So I'm going to let her do that. Marcella, where are you? There she is.
Thank you. I'm a senior at Wilson High School in Long Beach, and I'm friends with a murderer. He's 19 years old. Let me tell you how I met him. He was a senior, and I was a sophomore. He was tall, dark, and handsome, and he was a beautiful musician, played the guitar like a dream. He was, or he could have been captain of the football team, captain of the volleyball team, but he was captain of the drill team in junior ROTC at the school, and he wore his medals proud. He was recruited, and he joined the Army because he needed money for college. After graduation, he went straight into boot camp, and boot camp at times is a place where people realize, this is not what I want to do. For my friend's bunkmate, this is what happened to him, and he would cry himself to sleep every night, and my friend could hear this and had to endure this. One day after training, my friend, they were training with rifles, M16s, my friend standing there completely in his uniform, wearing his bulletproof helmet, you know, his all decked out in his uniform, and he's just chilling there looking, scanning the scene, and he makes eye contact with his bunkmate, and his bunkmate is standing there with his M16 to his chin, and these guns fire off three bullets at one time, and as he made my friend make eye contact with his bunkmate, he pulled the trigger. Three bullets went into this boy's head, ricocheted off his bulletproof helmet, and he was dead instantly because he changed his mind. After boot camp, my friend went to Iraq, where he killed five people, one of which was a 15-year-old boy. After he had killed this boy who was ambushing them, his company said, you know, it's okay. They quote-unquote cleared his consciousness. My friend came back with visions of Germany because he had gone to, he had shrapnoid in his leg. He had to go get surgery. He went to Germany. He went to Spain. He came back with memories he can never erase from his bank. And he came back without calluses. And as a guitar player, you know, it's very important to have calluses when you play the steel string guitar, and that's what he plays. I don't know if he plays the guitar anymore. That's how I'm friends with a murderer. This is military recruitment in our schools. Just want to share a poem with you. I want to share a poem with you. This is inspired by Bowling for Columbine, a documentary by Michael Moore. It talks about the parallel violences that I see here in the United States. There's a war at home, people killing people. There's a war all over the world that the United States killing raging wars on third world countries. This is called Is All We Do. Aunt Jemima sits on the windowsill, holding open the window. Some are afraid of neighbors hiding behind the gated community. Fight for your rights. Fight and get your ways. Fight for your freedom. Fight, fight, fight is all we do. Bombs and bomb shells, bullets and bullet shells, shelves that can't hide the truth. Aggression is slapped on individual groups, groups of individuals labeled aggressive, predators of faith, predators of safety, they're just predators of hate. Consumption of consumers that produces no producers, omnivores and herbivores eating to be stronger sooner, survival of the fittest. 11,127. 11,127 lives lost at the war at home, homicidal killings per year. Violence begets more violence. Fight for your rights. Fight for your freedom. Fight, fight, fight. Spread throughout the news misleading information. History books teaches us one perspective, leading us to acceptance of war. What's left? Well, that's all we do. Fight for our rights, our civil rights. Fight for our security, gun control. Fight for our safety, demilitarization. Fight for our freedom. Teach peace. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marcella.